So, this is how we finally find this brilliant painter from the 16th century who surprisingly suits his works in the medicine field. Leonardo da Vinci was such an incredible painter that thanks to his intuitive understanding of form, he could record his observations in such a detailed way. He learned with painter Andrea Verrocchio, who was his tutor, and he was very interested in his students learning about anatomy. This is how Leonardo finally turned out to be one of the most brilliant students in topographic anatomy. He drew sinews, foetuses, muscular insertions, bones. Actually, he made the first scientific drawing in utero. His biggest detailed work was one of human viscera, and you must be wondering how he had access to it at a time when researching and getting to know about such matters was almost impossible. Remember that this was a country where religion was as limiting for academic research as it was widespread, so it was forbidden to use humans to research. Not so different to now if you look at, for example, human cloning. He got the permission to dissect human corpses, doing what was a very scandalous practice back then. Leonardo worked in Florence, Rome, and Milan, but it was in Milan where he collaborated with Dr. Marco Antonio della Torre, where he could perform face dissections that were really difficult to record. His final product is 200 pages of drawings and notes on anatomy that were left to his protege, Francesco Melzi, and were finally published in 1632 in Leonardo's treatise on painting. Leonardo studied the aortic valve meticulously. In order to do this, he injected wax in the organ, put a glass model around the wax cast, and then he pumped water through it to understand blood pumping.